Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello everyone, good morning. The Premier League fixtures for the 2021-22 season have been revealed and inevitably I'm sure someone leaked them early because it's just cool to do that. We've seen them, we've had a little look, we're going to talk through them in a moment, maybe touch upon some of our rivals and how their early season fixtures fall as well. If you've got any thoughts on anything, anything you feel stands out of import in the fixture list, haven't studied it yourself, let me know in the comments and I'll read through some of the best comments a little bit later on in the stream. But yeah, we've got Liverpool's first four, a resplendent graphic from the Liverpool media team here. Starting with a trip to Norwich City on the 14th of August, followed by Burnley at home on the 21st, Chelsea at home on the 28th, and then into September, Leeds United away. Now, obviously, they've done the first four because of a nice bit of balance. You know, we just love a bit of symmetry in social media graphics and just in graphics in general, which is very much appealing to the OCD, except when you realise that that Leeds game is after the international break. So that triggers me very, very slightly indeed. But there's the opening three, certainly Norwich away. The last time, of course, Liverpool played Norwich on the opening day of the season. They were crowned Premier League champions nearly exactly 12 months later. So that bodes well, although let's be honest, if we can go through it without losing Alisson for 11 games, that would be amazing. Burnley at home sounds, and then Chelsea at home. I mean, look, ideally, you'd like to avoid potential title rivals early on in the season, but it does give you a real opportunity to put a marker down. You know, if you can put Chelsea in the place early doors, particularly with the home advantage, then that could really stand you in good stead for the rest of the campaign. Right, we're going to look at the full fixture list, look at some of the really interesting things that are coming down the line for the Reds. What's happened? When are we playing Manchester City? When are we playing the Ev? What does Christmas look like? January, where we normally have a real struggle, and the run-in as well. But first, Chris has been over on the Super 6 YouTube channel this week on the Hold the L show, talking about whether it's coming home, which is a thing. Really interesting discussion. Have a little look at this.
For me, it does. Yeah, for me, it does. I think Henderson, you know, he can put in that type of performance. You know, you don't see loads of assists from Jordan Henderson, but he can get into the box when he needs. So it's about how the team plays and what you want from that. Right? Henderson's still got the ability to get forwards and get into the box and support the side. It's just that Liverpool tend not to build up with the midfielders doing that. We tend to use our fullbacks to do it, and so you play a slightly different role. And the eight may well cover for the fullback and stuff like that. But Henderson can do that. Henderson can do the six. It's just I wouldn't want Henderson playing that six in a game like it, when you're coming up maybe in a semi-final or a final against a really, really top team. That's probably not the game that Henderson is. Henderson's more your quarterback six, bit more your Jorginho than a Kante type of six, if that makes it easier for people to understand rather than anything else. But for me, Henderson's got the experience. He's won the Premier League. He's won the Champions League. He's captained this side to that. There's no one else in the squad who can say the same.
Hey, welcome back. Yes, check out the man, the legend, Chris Pajak, over on the Hold the L show this weekend. Make sure he doesn't go and hold the L. It's as simple as that. They're back for the summer throughout the Euros as well. They've been really good to us at the back end of the season, so do go and support that channel. Drop a subscribe, drop a like, leave a comment, and say Paul or Mitch from Redmen TV sent you. That'd be really cool. Yes, there we go. So we've had a comment, a super chat coming from Philippe Hunt before we dive into the fixtures. It was $7.99 Australian dollars. Thank you so much, mate. Must have a strong start. Chelsea have tough matches at the start. City have an easy end to the season, so we need to be on top in December. Yeah, well, let's have a little look at it then. So Liverpool's fixtures are as follows. We've said it already. The first, the opening three that will kick us off in August. Norwich away, Burnley home, Chelsea home, which I think is interesting to have two home games back to back early in the season. Then we head into the September after the transfer window shuts and the international break. We'll have Leeds United away, Palace at home, Brentford away, first trip down to the Bees in a very, very long time indeed. Into October then, Manchester City at home, first time we're going to be going up against Pep Guardiola's boys will be then. Watford away and Man United away back to back. But it's interesting to note that the Man City game there, there's an international break that will follow it. So as much as it looks on paper like you've got Man City, Watford, United, I mean, we have, but it's Man City international break, Watford United, just a point to pay attention to there. Moving into November, we play Arsenal at home on the 20th, Southampton at home back-to-back there 7 days later, and then the Ev at Goodison Park. Right, as we head into the festival, there's a chance that could even be in December again. Who knows? All we know is, you know, we've developed a bit of a tradition of singing Merry Christmas Everton, and that bodes very well for that again. And also because it's nice to make, you know, we make a lot of Christmas sweatshirts around our successes over Everton at Grimbo. So yeah, it'd be nice to get back to that again, certainly. December's an interesting one. It is a tale of two halves of a month, really. The build-up to Christmas Day, you know, the fight to be top of Christmas begins with Wolves away, Villa home, Newcastle home. And then ends with Tottenham Hotspur away. Obviously, we played Tottenham before Christmas last time at Anfield, and that was the thing that took us to top of the league. Let's not talk about what happened in the aftermath of that. But yet, what then happens, of course, and some again, just to point out, all of these fixtures are subject to change, and none of these have been picked for TV, so they'll all, almost every one of these fixtures will be moved. They're all by template at a 3 p.m. kickoff, I think on the nearest Saturday, apart from when they ever have midweek fixtures or whatever. But anyway, Leeds at home on Boxing Day, which I think is an absolutely stellar fixture for a Boxing Day. I love, because it's guaranteed to be televised, because that's just a big game, and it's just a really good team. Sitting having some Christmas pud and a little sherry or whatever, and after X amount of, you know, pints, and then hopefully watching Liverpool battle Leeds would be nice. Leicester away, just after that, Chelsea away. Now, this is where it's going to be make or break as we head into the January period. Of course, as it stands, AFCON takes place in January, which means we'll be losing potentially Salah, Mane, Keita, heading into January. So there's a chance we actually might get, as much as that's a really, really tough run of games in a very congested period, there is a chance that, you know, it means you'll have all of your stars available before they jet off, at least. Then we go into February. Arsenal away is in that game, which, or Leicester at home, Arsenal away. Into March, Man United at home on the 19th, and then we're starting to get to the business end of the season there. Watford home, City away on the 9th of April. It was pointed out to me earlier, and we'll be doing this in a bit more depth and detail. We're going to be doing a Redmen Reacts, where we're going to be looking at this in the calendar and seeing where things kind of fall. But apparently that is sandwiched between the Champions League quarter-final fixtures, whatever they may be. So obviously Liverpool have ambitions to be in there. There's a chance that you could have a massive Champions League quarterfinal either side of Man City away, and it could even technically be Man City. You could play Man City three times in that spell. Villa away, Everton at home, and then obviously we head into the final run in Tottenham at home, Southampton away, Wolves at home. Love ending the season on a home game. Absolutely adore it. There's a little narrative there where I feel like you can get a win against Man City at the Etihad somehow, and then obviously you've got to get Villa, but you could have revenge for Everton winning the derby, the first derby in God knows how long at Anfield last season. You could actually potentially win the title against Everton at Anfield. Let me know your thoughts on that, and I will, I'm going to pop over and have a little look at the at some of our rivals' fixtures and see how they've got things falling for them. Manchester City's opening three, Tottenham Hotspur, Norwich City at home, and Arsenal at home. So a a mixed start. I guess it depends on who and what Tottenham Hotspur are to start the season, and the same goes for Arsenal, really. Norwich, having off the back of winners, I have this already sneaky feeling of we end up drawing the first game of the season at Carrow Road, and everyone goes, oh, that's a terrible draw, and then Norwich go and beat Man City, because that's just the way footy's mad like that. And Norwich were very integral to giving City a number of, giving Liverpool a real leg up against Man City the last time they were in the Premier League. And then they've got Leicester, Southampton, Chelsea. So they're first six. Tottenham away, Arsenal at home. Right?
Yeah, are we down here?
I'm on a show right now. Oh, thanks, Chris. Tottenham away. Arsenal at home. Leicester away. Southampton at home. Fantastic. Do you think I was just talking to my laptop? Brilliant. So they've got, just to reiterate, Spurs, Arsenal, Leicester and Chelsea inside their first six before they then play us as the game after that. So that's a really tough opening for Man City. But in terms of their running, you know, they end with Wolves, Watford, Leeds, Newcastle, West Ham and Villa. So the running definitely favours them a little bit. Man United start the season. They've actually got probably the best, I think, of the openings. Leeds at home, which is a massive clash for them. That, like, they are bitter, bitter rivals. Southampton away, Wolves away, which is, well, both very tricky aways in their own regard. But again, not one of the established top four or top six or whatever. Then into September, Newcastle at home, West Ham away, Aston Villa at home. So it'll be interesting to see how United come out with that. And Chelsea as well. Chelsea start the season with Crystal Palace at home. No one knows whether they're even going to have 11 players at this point. They've then got Arsenal away, us away, Villa at home, Spurs. Wow. Spurs away, City at home. And that's okay, so Chelsea have got an absolute nightmare start to the campaign. Just out of interest, how does this season end? So West Ham, Everton, Wolves, United, Watford to close out. I actually didn't look at Man United's running. Let me just check that out for you guys. So Man United's running is from April: Leicester, Everton, Norwich, Arsenal, Brentford, Brighton, Chelsea, Palace. Okay, decent, reasonable. I think we can say, if nothing else, that what that is 38 games of football that Liverpool are going to play. If you've got any thoughts, feelings, or whatever on that, then do let me know in the comments. I'll get through some of them. Prince Bandari saying 3 years in a row where Liverpool face championship winners in the opening game of the season. I hadn't even thought about that. That's cool. That's very cool indeed. Right, sad. Kevin wants to know when the Champions League fixtures get announced. That is, I think that's toward the end. Is that the end of August? Honest answer is, I could Google it. If anyone knows the answer to that question, do let us know, and I'll just read your comment. A good point here, a good question here from Japper 18. Will Anfield be full capacity in August? Honest answer is no idea. Obviously, the date for the end of social distancing and all those kind of things has been pushed back a month to the end of July now. Now, I don't know how that hampers Liverpool's pre-season plans. Liverpool are going to play Rangers at the end of July, so that's still a possibility, but you don't know whether they're going to be ramping up to it. There was a chance that there might have been 3 or 4 games where you could have had capacity crowds and then you're sorted with it all, whereas that's getting closer and closer to the kickoff of the season now. As it stands, the plan will be to have a full Anfield by that point, which would be amazing. You know, just think about it, just getting back in, big games, 2 home games in the first today, Burnley and Chelsea, and having a full capacity Anfield would make a massive, massive difference in that regard. Ethsham saying, Paul, in my opinion, the fixtures, in my opinion, are quite favourable. Yeah, I think they're reasonably fine. There's not too many, I think I'm correct in saying this. There's not a lot of really tough back-to-backs. Like, there's a couple of interesting ones, so maybe this is a bit of oversight on my part, but like Tottenham away, Leeds home, Leicester away, that's in December, obviously, as far as 3 fixtures go, that's a pretty tricky run. The only one, as I mentioned, was that there's that period where we play City and then we've got Watford and United, but there's an international break in there. There's not like you play City and Chelsea back to back, and you've got a Champions League game as well at that time, which we've had a few of them type of things in recent years. So no, I agree with that. I think it's not. I don't think we've got the best. I don't think we've got, because ultimately you've got to fit your bad games in somewhere, haven't you? But to start with is to get Chelsea out the way at home early doors. If you're going to play a top team, play them at home. You know, take the pressure off yourself. So yeah, definitely something there. Real Rels just sent a super chat in. Thank you so much, Real. Says we need number 20. We do, and that's the point about this, is that hopefully, you know, I think the mission last season was go again because there'll be fans back in before the end of the season, and we can celebrate two league titles with the fans. And now obviously when that kind of got blown out the water and it all fell apart, it wasn't going to be possible, and I think that psychologically was a bit damaging. Whereas I do think there's something there to really focus on, really focus the team on. You know, particularly if there's fans back for the start of the season, it's a massive, massive impetus. Quiven Ferris saying all EFL fixtures on Thursday, June 24th. If anyone is interested, I'm sure there's definitely. Someone is interested. Etcham says, Paul, 22nd to the 24th of August, Champions League. I guess that's after the third. Is it called the playoff round now, or is it still the third qualifying round? Yeah, so obviously we'll know a little bit more about that kind of stuff. But what we will have is the posted dates for roughly when those games are going to be played. So the group games, like the blank spaces for them, are already there in the calendar. So we're going to be doing a Red Men Reacts now-ish. As you can see, already Chris is ready, so yeah, he's raring to get in the studio and get chatting about this. So yeah, we're going to be talking about Liverpool's fixtures. We're going to be talking through some of the really big talking points, some of the potential pitfalls, how does it scan alongside the likes of the League Cup, the FA Cup, AFCON, and the Champions League as well. And we'll be looking a bit more in depth at our rival fixtures as well. So yes, do go and check it out. That is streaming on theredmentv.com this afternoon. So if you want a bit more chat and more to keep you going around time, we're also going to be doing a bit more about the rail seating announcement at Anfield. So if you want something to get your teeth into around some Liverpool news that isn't just, you know, flights of fans around transfers and stuff, we've got that as well. But yeah, do head over and start your subscription. What day is it?
Today.
Yeah.
No idea.
Wednesday. Wednesday. It's Hendo 10 episode 2 day, everyone, as well. If you go and subscribe at a club legend or club captain tier, you can get episode 2 of our Henderson 10 documentary streaming right now on theredmentv.com as well. So plenty to keep you going. Hope to see you over there. Have a great day. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.